What is up, you beautiful people? It is fantastic to see you. Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we're covering everything going on in the Stacks ecosystem. I am your lovely host, Jake. You'll see me around as Jake Blockchain. And this is a This Week in Stacks episode. I'm a little delayed. I've been doing some transitioning from my old job to something more full-time in crypto. Pretty cool, pretty excited. But anyways, usually I do this once a week. This one's like a week and a half, week and 5 days or whatever. So, but the list is not crazy long. So, as usual, let's just jump right in to what happened in the past, 10 days or so. So, first up, there was an announcement that Alex, the DeFi platform built on Stacks, secured by Bitcoin, is going to support Citicoins. And so, they're going to go live with Miami Coin and New York Coin at block height 60,251, and the current block height is at 59,533. So we're something like 700 and some away, which if you do the math, we're like 4 or 5 days away from that going live. So that'd be cool with all the Citicoins, protocol upgrades. It's cool to see one more avenue where people can transact and trade in and out of different tokens, swap for Alex, XBTC, into one of the Citicoins. So super dope. Alex has just been executing so fast. They brought so many tokens in the past few months. It's been great to see. On that same note, Citicoins, the protocol upgrade, the vote happened, the upgrade happened. It's live. The emission schedule has changed. Mining is active now. I believe we're currently in a cycle that's going fully to the city before there's another cycle where you can stack and get rewards. But also, you'll need to upgrade your tokens. So there's currently a way. If you go to the Citicoins Discord, the announcements page has the most up-to-date info, so I recommend going there. But if you have Citicoins stacked anywhere, you can unstack them and claim them. You don't have to wait until the end, and you'll need to convert your tokens from V1 to V2 to proceed and stack them for the future. So do that sooner than later. But yeah, that was exciting. Citicoins, the protocol upgrade seemed pretty seamless for the most part, which means that the developers were going hard in the back end. So props to them. Next up, Megapont. They did something pretty crazy. They got a Moonbird, which is this huge 10,000 piece collection by Kevin Rose's company Proof that minted on ETH. Floor price went crazy. I think at the time of when this thing happened, so I'll say it, Megapont did a raffle. They just gathered up all the people that hold apes, and they chose one person at random and said, here, we're going to give you a Moonbird. That thing at the time was worth like $80,000. So insane. I'm sure they got the Moonbird at mint price, so it didn't cost them anywhere near that. But it's just an amazing, amazing gift to give to a community member. Megapont really does continue to find interesting ways to just give back to the community in whatever way they can, all these different things that you don't really see other places do. So shout out to Megapont and the guy that won. Congratulations. Next up, Roundly X. This is kind of like Acorns, where it's an app where you can round up your spare change and then save it and put it into investments. You can buy things like Apple stock or whatever. It does the same mechanism. So you connect it to your bank, you spend your debit card, it takes the difference, rounds it up, and then buys crypto with it. You can buy Bitcoin, you can buy different other crypto assets. Citicoins is on that list. And they just announced that they now have iOS and Android support. So that's dope. Everyone gets the love. You're supporting like 99% of phone users. If you're that 1%, just get on board. What are you doing? But yeah, that was cool to see. So moving on, I got three more things. I want to keep this short. Jude posted a tweet thread of some minor software upgrades that he released. And so they've been working on some things, apparently. I'm paraphrasing the tweet thread, but on the right path. And so now, through this upgrade, miners will be building blocks roughly every 30 seconds now, when before they were building them every 3 minutes. And so that should make some parts of the network a lot more consistent, so you won't see as many of those blocks that have one transaction, which I know whenever you're trying to get something through, you're like, what are you talking about? Mine was waiting. So that should help some of that. Two more updates. We're starting to see some announcements from the cohort companies where they're getting some secured funding. They're deep in fundraising mode right now, leading up to demo day. And NeoSwap closed $500,000 in pre-seed round funding. Apologies. I have an interview lined up with these guys. I've seen some light demos. I don't know a ton, though, so I'm really interested to see what they've been building and the future of what they're calling NeoBarter. But congrats to them. Props. And then last one, Trevor Owens was accepted the invitation to join the Cointelegraph Innovation Circle, which is a group of thought leaders that are kind of like visionaries in the blockchain space to come together. I'm not exactly sure what they do, but Cointelegraph is a pretty prominent publication in the crypto space, and Trevor's been killing it, so it's always good to see people there doing good work get recognition. So, yeah, that's my list. That's this week in Stacks. And, till next time, I love y'all. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, because I don't think about everything.